2EC, we played the South Coast Greatest Hits. Now, I have spoken previously on the show to Joe Dodds, who is the president of the Bushfire Survivors for Climate Action Group. It was formed after the Tathra District fires, and recently the Bushfire Survivors for Climate Action Group took the New South Wales EPA to court over the lack of climate objectives in their policies and had a resounding victory in court. So as a result of local grassroots campaigning, a small group from Tathra has changed the way the New South Wales government deals with formulating policies regarding climate change. Joe joins me in the studio this morning. And Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bertie.
And I understand you're about to go to the big climate talks over in Egypt, COP27.
Yeah, look, we went last year to COP26, so this is the next iteration of the COP, and this is pretty well climate action ground zero for the world. The COPs are where the big decisions are made about what countries are going to commit to changing back home to fight climate change.
So you are representing essentially a small group that was formed here on the South Coast in Tathra, and you are representing them on the world stage.
Absolutely. And we're really proud to be doing that as a group that started here. We're really local, but we've expanded. We've got about 250 supporters now on our books and engaged with us. And so we're going over to COP to raise the voices of the people who are being most impacted by climate change. And I'm talking about things like the bushfires, which we've seen a lot of now. There's floods going on at the moment. That's the climate impacts are hitting Australian community so badly. So we want to get over there, talk about that, and make sure that the voices of the people being impacted are front and centre before politicians start making decisions about it.
And that's very important, isn't it? Now, a lot of people would say, you know, Australia's always been a land of floods and fires and droughts, and indeed it has, but the severity in which we are experiencing these events in the last few years is undeniable, Joe.
Absolutely. Like, the science backs this, and there's international science, there's local science. There is no reason not to do this. And we're also seeing the economic benefits of this transition, as we're seeing things like the war in Ukraine impacting power prices. So the sooner we transition to renewable energy, then the cheaper our energy will be. So it's a double win.
So can you give us an example of what you plan to say when you're on the world stage?
Yeah, well, our job is to tell the stories of the people being impacted. And I'm going there with some First Nations people from the Torres Strait Eight and from Gadangi for Country. They're people who live in the Beetaloo Basin that's being impacted by plans for fracking now. Mm. So we're going to talk about what happens to communities when climate impacts hit them, and how long it can take to recover from that, and the fact that we're now seeing the sort of rolling disasters where people they're cleaning their house up after one flood, only to have the next one roll in, you know, like a month later. We can't keep coping with that. We have to stop the problem at its source.
And you believe the transitioning to renewable energies is part of that. What else can we do?
It really is about putting pressure on our leadership to make those big economic decisions, like getting more electric vehicles on the road in places like this. Like, we've only got a few charging stations up and down the coast. We need a ton more of those so that people can start investing in cars that are going to be much cheaper to run in the long term and do much less damage to the environment in the long term. So you can do your stuff at home and recycle and all of that, but what will make the biggest difference is you shifting your superannuation out of the super companies that are still investing in fossil fuels and making sure that the people you vote for are supporting climate action.
Fantastic. Now, quickly, Joe, tell me about this victory you had with the EPA, because that was a pretty big deal. Now, you took the New South Wales EPA to court, you had a victory there, and as a result, the New South Wales government and the EPA have changed the way they do business Can you tell me about this, please?
Yeah, look, one of the most exciting things was the fact that once we won the court case, the government didn't say, and the EPA didn't say, we're going to appeal this decision. What they said, and it was the Minister for the Environment, Matt Keane, at the time, said he wholeheartedly supported the decision and he wanted the EPA to get behind it and actually produce the policies and procedures that we were after. So when that was a year ago that court case came up with its decision. We've had a year in which they've developed the draft of the policies. We've had a look at them. We've had the lawyers who are the best place to make judgments. We've had people like Professor Penny Sackett, ex-chief Australian scientist, have a look. So we're now putting in submissions, and we encourage anyone else to do this as well. You can do it just from your perspective. Put in a submission saying that you want those laws to be as strong as possible, because once the New South Wales EPA does this, the other states are all looking at doing it as well. The federal government's looking at having better laws around greenhouse gas emissions because they are a pollutant, and this is groundbreaking, because once we've done that, then greenhouse gases as a pollutant will be addressed.
So in a nutshell, Joe, before you took the EPA to court, they had no reference to climate change or emissions in their policies. And now, as a result of what you did on behalf of the Bushfire Survivors for Climate Action, they now must take into consideration when formulating their policies, climate change and what effects their decisions will have on climate change.
Absolutely, because climate change, of course, is the biggest issue. It's the biggest pollutant, and they had nothing specific in their policies about that. They mentioned it, but it was like, off to the side somewhere. So we're going, nah, it's front and centre. It has to be the biggest thing you address.
That is a big deal, I must say, and well done, because it just goes to show what good grassroots campaigning on a very local level can do when you believe in something. You're clearly very dedicated to the cause, so big congratulations. And Joe, best of luck over there in Egypt for COP27.
Yeah, thanks, Bertie. It's a real honour to be doing this kind of work on behalf. And there's so many people behind me also working their butts off to get this done. So it's not just me.
And thanks for coming in this morning.